Well, good day and welcome to Health Tech Weekly, the show on technology that helps create a healthier you. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic. Before we go ahead and get on into this week's special health tech item, I want to make sure you are heading over and checking out our site. It's available for you over at htweekly.com with links to everything we cover in this episode, contact information, and more. Also, Health Tech Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Remember, if it's tech, it's here at tpn.tv. And check out the other great podcasts over at the Geek News Central site. Visit geeknewscentral.com for all of the tech shows you find over there. This week on the Health Tech Weekly podcast, we've got a look at what ride transportation innovator Uber is doing to forward the push to get flu vaccines out there around the U.S. In 36 cities around the country recently, the rideshare program app Uber got together with local healthcare facilities to have a nurse travel with Uber drivers and deliver flu shots on demand for one day. The program is called Uber Health and was developed in partnership with a Harvard Medical School researcher who tries to meld new and emerging technology with public health needs. Now, most people who need flu shots don't get them, and the primary barrier is that most just see it as an inconvenience to take the time to get them each year. Even putting flu shots in places like grocery store pharmacy clinics and similar locations has not encouraged enough healthy adults to see the need to take time and get their flu vaccine. So the Uber Health one-day project was seen as a novel way for Uber users to get a flu shot delivered to them while they were at work or even at home. Interestingly, the program was such a success that demand outpaced supply. More than 2,000 patients nationwide were vaccinated, but many others were told that the vaccine supply for the program was used up too quickly. The good news is that nearly 80% of those who were vaccinated said that the fact that it was paired with their Uber service app and delivered directly to them made them go ahead and get the vaccination, even though they don't usually get vaccinated. Such programs could be used to vaccinate many more people in the future flu seasons, and this is important. The more people that get vaccinated, the less likely the flu gets transmitted from one person to another and eventually to you. Now, this means less chance of you getting the flu. Of course, you are already getting vaccinated, right? Even though the Uber program is done for the year, you can still get vaccinated. There's plenty of time to get the vaccine and protect yourself. Get out there, go to your doctor's office or a local pharmacy, and get your flu vaccination. Most is covered by insurance, and if it's not, it's very inexpensive. Get one of the oldest health technologies in your corner this flu season. Go ahead and get vaccinated. That's going to wrap up this episode of Health Tech Weekly. Make sure you follow up over at our website, htweekly.com, for more information on this and all of our episodes. There are additional resource links, links to trusted resources for living a healthier lifestyle, and a whole lot more. If you have a comment on this week's episode, I hope you'll get back in touch with me. You can either leave a comment over at htweekly.com in the comment links for this and other articles, or shoot me an email to podmedic@mac.com. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, the Podmedic. I'll be back soon with more health technology for you. In the meantime, remember, improving your health takes small, simple steps, all of which over time add up to a healthier you. Why don't you take a healthier step today?